Scott Rubik?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I just had a few other quick questions for you to make sure my file is still updated, okay? So I've got the business as Turquoise Inc. DBA TGM. Is that still accurate?
Right.
Okay. The second question I have for you is, I know the vendors already, so that, like I said, that makes it really easy on me. Are you still at 11905 Bowman Drive, Unit 505 and 506? Okay. Now, I don't know if the ownership's still the same. So who are the owners on paper of the company right now?
Me and my dad.
So your social is 229-93-4802. Is that correct?
Right.
All right. And I had before that Omar owned 50%, you owned 25%. Is that still accurate?
Maybe more changed, like more mine is more and less him, or maybe the same. He knows, man.
There's an easy way for us to just figure it out real quick. Have you filed your 2015 tax returns or no?
I did.
If you can forward it to me, I can just look at the ownership schedules. Could you forward that to me while we're on the phone?
Not now. I don't have that in this computer.
When you have a chance, just email it over to me. I'll be able to look at the ownership schedules and reflect the current ownership and just get this funded for you really quick. No big deal.
Okay.
One other question. I believe we talked in the past about, and I'm not here to push you on it, I'm just here to give you options. We talked in the past about working capital. You had some interest, kind of in some questions on how our cash loans work. Is that something you'd like me to give you an approval on as well?
Look, how much and what's the interest you're going to do? That's the important part.
Absolutely.
I'm not looking, you know, too big. You can make it like 100.
Okay.
150, and let me know how much interest and how long is that.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Do you have a pen handy?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and just so you know, this is a completely separate program from the equipment. The equipment, I'm going to give you the best deal possible, but this loan is different. It's completely a different product, so if it works, great. If it doesn't, we'll still do the equipment. So the first question I want to ask you is, have you ever done a working capital loan for your business?
No.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through how it's approved, how it's underwritten, and then you can decide what you'd like to do. So do you currently have a credit line for your business?
I'm sure we do. I don't know.
Do you have like a credit line with your local bank?
We didn't even get anything from the bank. We didn't even get a credit from the bank yet.
Okay, so here's how this product works, and you can hear me okay, correct?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so what we offer is called a working capital loan. It's called a term loan also. We put a UCC filing on the business, but the loan's not underwritten on collateral. On an equipment loan, you're going to specify, you know, we're financing these two pieces of equipment, and there's a loan against these two pieces of equipment. If you don't pay, we repossess that equipment. The cash loan is a completely different product. It's a loan that's underwritten just based off your signature and your revenues. So to give you an idea, when we first started, your business was much smaller. You guys are doing well, obviously, but there's a lot of money in and there's a lot of money out. So I can tell you what I think I can qualify you for based on the bank statements and my experience. I think you'd qualify. The most you should ever do is about 10% of your sales, your gross sales. So the most you could qualify for would be about 200 to 250. That doesn't mean you need to borrow 250, but the most you could qualify for is 250. Now, the way the terms work is these are cash loans. They're unsecured loans, essentially. And so they're going to be short term. Generally, they're going to be between 6 months to 18 months. The average customer, let me just tell you about my average customer and see if it kind of rings a bell with you. But before I quote you, you said you would be looking for around 100 grand, correct?
About 100, yeah.
If I can offer you more money, is that something you'd like me to do?
120 the most. More than that.
What would you use this money for?
For the shop equipment and stuff.
This money should not be used for equipment because I can give you equipment loans. That's what I'm going to do for this equipment.
Oh, this is on the site.
Yeah, this is it. So basically, let me tell you kind of what the other customers do.
I can do this one. Okay. Just give me hang on 1 second. I have that.
Sure.
So I can let you know what to do. One second.
Yeah, take your time. So.
Now, what I'm trying to do, I am already depositing the money to the local builder for my new building. All right.
Okay.
And I'm like depositing. I just started like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
$5,000, you know. So he's got like about $15,000-$20,000 deposit from me.
Okay.
We're trying to get a loan from the bank to build a new warehouse, okay?
A new warehouse.
Uh-huh. And what they are going to ask me is about 10% cash down, okay?
Okay.
So we may get a loan from you for that. Is there something you can do, or we don't even get into that?
No, it's I have a lot of expertise, so I can kind of walk you. I've been with our firm for 9 years, so I can walk you through what I would kind of think is an appropriate fit. So you're trying to build a warehouse, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How much is the loan that you're trying to get from your bank?
1.6.
When are you trying to get that loan?
Not now, but like a year.
In a year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's something that's way out to the time frame. Yeah, I could do something for you, but and if you want me to do that, I can. Are you a homeowner right now or no, or a renter?
I am, yeah.
You're a homeowner. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue is with commercial loans is that they're very, very long processes. Some banks require 10% down, some banks require 30% down, but they're very, very stringent when it comes to approving or declining. It's a very, very limited window. If you want to do that in the future, I've done that for customers. I'm more than happy to do it. Let me tell you right now we're just going to work on your equipment financing, but I'm going to tell you about the product, why my other customers use it, and if it makes sense for you, okay? And then you can think about it this evening, and if you have an interest in it, when we talk about your equipment loan tomorrow, let me know and I can put that together for you. So I work primarily in the granite industry and the stone industry. People that manufacture quartz, granite, marble, solid surfaces. I work with people that both produce the product. I work with quarries as well as people that sell and install. And I assume you're a seller and an installer of this, correct?
Right.
Okay. So I have a lot of customers from, I'm assuming you're Turkish as well, correct?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty common. I have a lot of customers that are Turkish. A lot of people from Turkey are involved in the stone industry. So here are the basic rules why people borrow this money. It's all about math and your ability as a business person to use this money and make a profit on top of it. There are it's just about what you're able to do. There's two major two major customer types who borrow this money. And I'm going to give you some real-life examples of customers that actually work with me. I have a customer who's in Kansas City. They buy a lot of do you know what black pearl is?
Mm-hmm.
So they buy a lot of black pearl stone.
Mm-hmm.
They buy it from a local guy. What they were able to do was they borrowed a lot of cash from us. It was around $250. And they're able to take this cash. They're able to go to their local supplier and say, hey, look, Mr. Local Supplier, I buy $150,000 from you each month. $150, $150. That's what they buy pretty much each month. There's some months that are up, some months that are down, but overall it's about $150 each month. So they're buying about $150 each month. They
Ruben,
went to the yeah.
I do understand that. I don't have any problem with the vendors that sending that. I got a lot of materials in my stock right now.
Okay.
I mean I can buy more materials to keep it, but I don't need it right now. You know, I'm just trying to change the machines and stuff.
My job, absolutely. I'm just here to give you the information. That's my job. And if you don't need the product right now, you don't need the product. But just to kind of give you a thought, kind of to marinate on, it sounds like you have a lot of material in stock, correct?
It is a lot of material in stock now. And if I'm going to borrow the money from you, it's going to be borrowed like, you know, I can buy $50,000, $60,000 stones. But I'm not going to use all of them for the stones, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the stones, like, there's too much money to $100,000 for the slabs.
Correct. So you would
I don't need that money.
Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, what I would tell you is this. If you have the opportunity, I'm going to work on your equipment loan. You're just going to send me over that tax return to so I can update the ownership, correct?
Yeah, that's the one.
You can. Yeah, here's like the basic math, and I'm a very straightforward guy. I'm not like on the sales aspect with my existing customers. It's all about math. If you have the opportunity to borrow money and make a good return on investment, it's a good idea. If you don't have that opportunity, it's a... Go ahead.
But I need to know what you are selling to what, because I may save money from the stone. I may end up paying you more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What is the cost?
Go ahead and work on $150,000 cash loan.
I know the numbers. I know the numbers off the top of my head. So there's nothing to hide. Let me give you the numbers because I know what you'll be approved for. And that's not me being arrogant. I've done thousands of these loans. There's three things to look at. How long you borrow the money and the amount borrowed. How long would you want to borrow the money for? Like a year, six 2 months? What?
2 years.
2 years doesn't exist for unsecured loans. It's very hard.
I don't advise it.
1 year. If you borrowed money for a year and you borrowed $100,000, your payback on that would be about 20 to 25 grand for cash. This is not an equipment loan. That's unsecured money. So if you borrowed 100 grand, you'd pay back between, total payback would be between 120 to 125 over a year. So you would pay 20 to 25,000. That's a really good number.
20 to 25%. It's a lot of money, man.
You know what?
We gotta discuss on that one. That's a lot of money for the payback. So
it's a ridiculous amount of money. So I'll just tell you this, and I'm gonna let you go because I'm gonna work on your equipment loan. That's where I make my living and where I want to keep you happy. When I first heard of this product, I thought it was the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. But a lot of my customers do have opportunities that come up. Sometimes they come up twice a year. Sometimes they come up once a year. Sometimes they come up every month. But I do have a lot of customers. Go ahead.
I understand.
Yeah.
All right. No big deal. 25 in some cases is okay. But on this case, right now, I'm not going to need that.
Oh, no. Absolutely.
Just my equipment, because I did work with you before. And you've done the job, and we paid pretty good, I believe.
Yeah, you did.
No problem. So let's figure this out. Let's get this loan for the machines. Let me roll. And next week or the following week, I can talk to you more, about that cash loan. Because
absolutely.
Some companies, they want to sell me slabs, and they want to tell me, if I go to Brazil, I can get cash. I know lots of exotic slabs with the low margin, I might be able to do that, but I need to talk to this guy, see if they have any stuff.
You should. Do you buy from Brazil right now or no?
Yeah, man. I do buy from Italy, Brazil, India.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, and the cool thing about our product is, and what makes it unique, is that there's a guy that I just did a deal for in Florida, and he's buying Chinese stone. He's not buying from Brazil, and he told me, he's like, hey, Ruben, I buy from a local guy at 21 square bucks a square foot. But if I buy from China, it's $750. So it's three times the savings. And I'm like, okay, here's your $250,000, done, funded in a day. But I'm going to work on your equipment loan. I'm going to look out for your tax returns. And if you want to do this product, you obviously don't need it. But if you have the opportunity, give me a call and I can put it together. But we'll talk tomorrow to get this rolling.
All right, well, I'll talk to you tomorrow then.
I'll look out for that tax return. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.